At this stage, I would like to offer a two-for-one approach, but with a bit of a twist. Now, most two-for-one approaches in Sweden is a case where you have a Swedish teacher who teaches a subject in English to Swedish-speaking youngsters. So it's a bit of a roundabout way to do this. Nevertheless, it's still a useful way to acquire language if it's this approach that you wish to follow. However, this is the twist which I suggest for those of you who will not be speaking in English-speaking programs but who are teaching at regular schools. And that is that you can teach English as a support to other subjects in the school curriculum. So, if, for example, you have a teacher of religion, and this teacher is working through the different religions that exist, perhaps in your English course you might discuss one of the major religions. So that means that in the religious education class, that teacher can focus on, say for example, four of the major world religions, and in your English class for a period of 2 to 3 weeks you can have the study of two of the other religions in English, and your focus is not only the subject but it's also the vocabulary to describe that. And this way your students are talking about real things. Then perhaps you could have a period when you're teaching English vocabulary or syntax, and then perhaps during another part of the term you latch up with or you connect with another teacher, perhaps a teacher of geography who is talking about a specific aspect of geography, and you do a part of that. And this means that the student, your pupil, gets both their content, the subject content, both in Swedish but also in English, and meets and discovers lots of new genres. So in a way you're teaching an English program, but the subject isn't being replaced. Geography or math or social studies is not being taught in English in that school. It's being taught in Swedish. However, you receive extra support in that school because even in your English classes you study some of these subjects.